The fatalities were 7 students and 1 adult. Carr also says that many people were taken to hospital with injuries. Special forces were among those sent to the Bourg High School after a call at 10 a.m. local time. At 11:30, police wrote on social network X that the school had been evacuated and everyone had been taken to a safe meeting point. And they believe there's no longer any danger. Graz, Austria's second biggest city, is located in the southeast of the country and has about 300,000 inhabitants. I'm Charles Delatasma.
In Ukraine, officials report 3 people killed, 13 others wounded, in a fresh wave of Russian missile and drone strikes overnight. On Wall Street, the Dow down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Police say the arrest of an armed robbery suspect led to the discovery of guns and ammunition. Police were called to the 1200 block of West Pratt Street on Saturday for a robbery, and officers were able to locate a suspect and arrest him. During the investigation, police carried out a search warrant at the suspect's home, where they found more than 10 firearms, multiple magazines, and ammunition. The 32-year-old suspect was taken to central booking and charged with armed robbery, assault, and other charges. 2 men have been sentenced in connection with a violent multi-county crime spree. 18-year-old Jordan Moses has been sentenced to life with all but 45 years suspended, and 22-year-old Takala Robinson will spend 25 years behind bars. The pair carried out crimes in Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Worcester counties, as well as Washington, D.C. The charges against them included 3 shootings within a period of 17 hours in 2022. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With a slim margin for error the rest of the way, the Orioles face the league's best team tonight. The Tigers come to town with a 43-24 record for the first of 3. Here's Orioles manager Tony Mancelino on what's important now for Baltimore.
I think for us, the biggest thing right now is probably solving the left-handed pitching, which, again, there's some solutions coming in the pipeline that's going to help us out a lot, and we're aware of that. And then just continuing to pitch the way that we have really over the last couple weeks as opposed to the last few days.
Birds are a league worst 3-12 against Southpaws, and in the pipeline, Jordan Westberg expected back tonight. Ravens back in Owings Mills yesterday, beginning the final week of voluntary OTAs, with all eyes on Malachi Starks, Baltimore's number one draft choice out of Georgia, the safety soaking up as much as possible.
Just being able to really get out here and watch guys and learn how they move and how they see the game of football from a different perspective than I do has been huge for me.
A lot expected of Starks right away, especially with our Darius Washington out for most of, if not the entire, upcoming season. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Gruden. on what the Ravens need to address. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 10:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another mild and muggy start for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. A couple of stray showers around this morning. May see an isolated thunderstorm as well as we head toward the afternoon drier, and then we're heating up later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Essex, 73 in Owings Mills, and 75 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, all right. Look, we were reacting to the breaking news as of yesterday. This is Schiraldi. He's now the former head of DJS. Now you have Betsy Tolentino. She is taking on the job, I guess, until, what is that, January? Yeah, she's in there until January. She's the interim director until Governor Wes Moore nominates someone else to take on that role. And we are going to get into what's going on in Los Angeles here in just a second. I know that there are some people weighing in on the text line. Also, I did get a text about the app here from Ron. Ron, I was told that the app is still there. I will double check because I don't have an Android, but I will double check that as soon as our social media guru or social media manager gets back in the building. I can check with him as well. But I'm pretty sure that it's still there. Hopefully it's still there. And if anybody has any issues with the app or anything, don't hesitate to call Brian, the producer. He loves getting these phone calls from you. It's like his favorite thing to do. It's like... He loves it. He loves it. But we want to make sure that everything is up and running properly for you. Like I said, we were talking to Senator Justin Reedy about the departure here of Vincent Schiraldi. Still don't know. And I understand Vincent Schiraldi said that he stepped aside. You have Mayor Brandon Scott that says that it was Governor Wes Moore's decision to take him out. And then Governor Wes Moore, he posts this, you know, very vague word salad that he's very good at posting. He says a lot with, you know, but really means nothing at all. But he doesn't say whether or not he was fired or he was, you know, asked to step down or if he, you know, stepped down on his own accord. We don't have that confirmation, which is bizarre. It is bizarre. So will we hear from Governor Wes Moore today at some point in time? Possibly. I would think, because this is such big news. But so far, I do not hear whether or not this will happen as far as like a press conference. Let's see. Tony in the text line says, isn't it interesting how juveniles are too young to understand right from wrong, but also fully capable of making permanent gender decisions? Yeah, Tony, you know, and this is the thing about the Democrat Party, and this is kind of what we were touching on yesterday. And I don't think there's any Democrats out there that can refute this. The Democrat Party right now stands for complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. And I'm not going to say the Republican Party is perfect. You guys know I'm upset right now with some of the members on Capitol Hill kind of dragging their feet on some of these executive orders that should be, you know, signed into law. I'm not so happy. But at least we know where we're headed, right? We know that we're about the economy. We know that we want to lower inflation. We know that we want to be energy independent. We know that we'll talk about this in a minute. We want school choice for all. We know that we want law and order. We know that we want to handle illegal immigration and immigration in general. Like, we have all of these things where we're just like, okay. And most voters, most American citizens agree with the Republican Party. But when you look at the Democrat Party and you try to get a feel or a sense of where they are, you know, we were just talking to Senator Justin Reedy. Right now, you're going to be paying as of July 1st, I should say, not at this moment. As of July 1st, the price for Maryland emissions testing for your car, it's going to double on July 1st. It's going from $14 to $30. And so a lot of that, it's interesting because in the Baltimore Sun, it says basically to cover the botched budget balancing by the Democrats. But if you heard there from Senator Justin Reedy, He's saying that that's actually going to go into this other fund where they'll use it for like infrastructure needs, like the roads and all these other things. And I still wonder, where is the bipartisan infrastructure bill money? You know, there's so many questions here, but you know, so all these taxes and fees are going in place, right? We know that they're not really about law and order. We know that we had a hard time with illegal immigration. I know there's many counties across the state where, you know, they might bark at the fact that the Trump administration says that they're sanctuary counties, but many of them really are. And I was listening to an interview this morning with the Howard County executive, Calvin Ball. You know, he's one of the biggest ones, and he doesn't want to cooperate with ICE. He was asked during this interview, you know, why is it when there's a detainer request on a legal immigrant leaving the courthouse there in Howard County, why is it that you guys can't pick up the phone and call ICE agents to come and pick this person up? And you know what his response was? I was floored. My jaw hit the floor. He said, well, why do I have to do it? Why doesn't ICE just go to the courthouse and wait for him? You know, as if Howard County didn't just put a police station at Howard at the Columbia Mall because they're down, they're short officers on patrol. And, you know, earth to Calvin Ball. Come in, Calvin Ball. If you didn't know by now, there's a shortage when it comes to ICE agents or law enforcement in general. So, you know, just a simple phone call would be nice when you're about to release somebody with a detainer request. But this is the same thing that former County Executive Johnny O was doing. Remember, it took the director of ICE, Matthew Elston, to come forward and say, yeah, they're not cooperating with us. They might not be, you know, putting up any obstacles when we're trying to apprehend individuals, but they're definitely not cooperating. He said they'll release people with a detainer request, and then we'll get an email about it days later. And then we got to go hunt the person down like, you know, they're the bounty hunter or something. It takes all this money, all this resources paid by us, the taxpayers. And, of course, on top of that, we the people, we don't have the public safety that we deserve, right? That we should be entitled to for all the amount of money that we're paying. Anyways, just going towards the Democrat Party, where they stand, they want biological men and female sports. They think that it's just fine. When you ask them about it or when they get upset about it, they say, well, then we need to come up with an alternative for trans athletes. You don't have enough trans athletes to have an alternative. So again, it's just like they're just barking out into the abyss, right? It's just like, who are you talking to with this nonsense? Then they say crime and violence is down, and then we know that's because they fudged the numbers, something else that Senator Justin Reedy just brought up. And so it's like they're for criminals, they're for illegal immigrants, they're for government dependency. Like, what person in their right mind could vote for any Democrat considering their agenda and where they're headed? Think about it. Right now, you're hearing all these ads from Governor Wes Moore, where he's like, yeah, call my office, tell me what a great job I'm doing. I guess if you call and tell them what a bad job they're doing, do they just hang up the phone? Do they delete the message? Like, what happens then? And it's all a joke. And, you know, the way that he's like, you know, just his affliction on some of the words that he uses in that ad, it's just like, it's so bizarre because you can tell that he's acting, right? It's like you're watching this Broadway play, basically. And it's like, okay, you're not even buying it. Here you are saying it, and you're not even buying it. Your heart's not even in it. Look at you. You know, he looks like a clown with this. And so, you know, he's got all these aspirations, but it's not gonna work out. And I don't know who's leading the charge there for you. I know you got staffers that you listen to, Governor Wes Moore, but they're leaving you down a very dark hole. A very dark hole. You know what? Your political career might be worse off than Governor or former Governor Martin O'Malley. If you think about it, you might be in a worse position. And yeah, again, I don't know how anybody votes for that party. I really don't. Got some other texts here. Let's see. Alex says, Kim, it's a great day. Schiraldi finally got into the clown car. Yes, Alex, he's got to go. It's so crazy that we're celebrating this. I never thought I'd see a day that we're celebrating the departure of a secretary of a government agency. And a very important one at that. Let's see. Gino in Forest Hill says, when I was a teenager, I was afraid of two things, being sent to the principal's office and my father. These juveniles in question aren't afraid of anything because there is nothing for them to be afraid of. Yeah. And they also took God out of their lives, too. Right, Gino? There's no God. They don't fear God. My daughter, I will say this, going to Catholic school, and I think I mentioned before, she fears God. She definitely fears God. She definitely, there's always that, well, I know Jesus is watching, right? She knows. She knows. And you know, she does fear. I don't know if she fears us. I know I'm somewhat of a pushover. And I know she's daddy's little princess. But it's, at the same time, she doesn't want to disappoint us. And I've seen her, you know, if she feels like she has disappointed me in any way, I mean, she breaks down. I mean, it's just like, you know, she's distraught about it. And it could be something, you know, very simple as not, you know, making her bed and cleaning her room in the morning. And it's like, you know, I'm like, all right, Olivia, it's not that serious, but you got to make sure you do this or that and the third. But you're right, Gino. A lot of these kids, they don't have any guidance. They have no one in their lives that provides them with any structure or discipline. And so they're out on the streets doing whatever the heck they want. And some of them using drugs, some of them part of a gang. Some of them being recruited to gangs against their own will. And I think some of the bills that were enacted into law in Annapolis made that possible, right? The Juvenile Justice Reform Act and things like that. A lot of these gang members know these kids, they can get away with murder. They'll be out in, you know, not even 5-7 years. And again, this is where we are in this state, of course, in this country. And that's what I'm saying about the Democrat Party. They are pro-criminal, pro-illegal immigrant. They are pro-government dependency. I just saw yesterday at on Maryland Matters' website, I guess there's a loan program now for the federal workers that lost their jobs. The federal workers that obviously we didn't need. Because how many days has it been since they've been out of these jobs? Has anything happened that's, you know, detrimental? Have we lost anything as far as government efficiency? I don't think so. Like, I don't know why they were there. I don't know. But anyways, they now have this loan program set up for them. Like as if the state of Maryland actually has any money to loan out to anybody. But it's just like, you know, that's what they're for. They're for government dependency and all this other nonsense. And I think that honestly, the 2024 election should have shown the Democrat Party. The majority of voters in this country, they don't like what they're selling. And yet they don't seem to get to move forward or on from that. And I think here in the state of Maryland, they've got these, you know, these rose-colored glasses on because here the state is so blue, or the way that they're, you know, vote blue no matter who, they think that they're untouchable. And they think, okay, you know, I'm not doing a good job, but what's going to happen? It's not like they're going to vote for a Republican, right? That's how many of those feel, especially in the Maryland General Assembly. And that's why I put it to the voters. I just say, hey, look, just asking. If you're voting for a Democrat today in the state of Maryland, I got to know why. What is it that they've done that you say, oh, wow, this is a great idea? I mean, sometimes I do. I look on Instagram. I look on Facebook. I see they got the ribbon cuttings. Oh, look, this McDonald's opened. Yay. Right? Governor Westmore. We got more McDonald's jobs. Yay. And I'm not saying that McDonald's isn't great. You know, everybody likes a Happy Meal every once in a while. But a McDonald's job, that's not, you know, those entry-level jobs. It's not a career opportunity. You know, opening a McDonald's in a neighborhood where it could close in a year because you've got all this crime and violence. I mean, you know, was that ribbon cutting even worth it? And meanwhile, if you only wanted to get an office to do ribbon cutting and all this other stuff, why didn't you just become a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout or something like that? Like, you know, you got Democrats that won't even answer questions like Kathy Klausmeier. You know, everybody's talking about Kelly Madigan, this IG inspector role, and she won't even talk to the press at all. She won't say a word. And it's like, you know, but she feels like she doesn't have to. And I keep thinking about that. What a slap in the face. How disrespectful of that woman. How many people stood up there and, you know, in front of Baltimore County Council and tried to become the interim Baltimore County executive? And they were all passed over for her. So they could play musical chairs with her and now Senator Carl Jackson. And then they put Delegate Kim Ross in that position. Right. So that they can walk in as their incumbents, even though they really aren't. They're selected, not elected. But they're walking as incumbents, and they're hoping to hold on to their seats as incumbents. They played musical chairs again because they don't really care if the voters have a decision in all of this. It's a sad state of affairs, is what I'm saying. And if you are for, you know, and we heard Democrats say, oh, democracy, what about democracy? And Trump and Republicans are against democracy. I've never seen a party so against democracy than the Democrat Party now, or even how they did things with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Never seen it, except for maybe when they did it with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Again, the Democrat Party. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines here. I got John and Glen Arm. John, you wanted to weigh in on Westmore and Schiraldi?
Yeah, it took him a little bit of time to get rid of the guy. How long do you think it's going to take this? Maryland to build a modular reactor, a new nuclear reactor to generate electricity. I mean, we have no baseload.
Yeah.
They've totally taken out the baseload. The whole time, Bill Ferguson is working for a solar farm company.
Right.
Intermittent energy. The Sun paper had an article that the grid, you know, our regional grid from Chicago to all the way to here, is going to have brownouts this summer.
Yeah.
I just saw a blurb somewhere. They're going to try to blame energy prices on tariffs.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They're gonna blame the brownouts on Trump. You know they will, John.
Yeah. So I cannot believe that Wes Moore is in office here. You know what? I had a thought that maybe Wes Moore is really Karen Bass with a bald cap and a muscle suit.
You know what? That could be a possibility.
He's playing two roles here because they both bounce around at the lectern and just talk complete nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I'll be interested to see if he comes out and faces the press now that Schiraldi is no longer there. What do you think? Is he going to come out, or is this just going to be a press release?
He'll have some word salad. He'll distract or misdirect, redirect. I got a question for you. The kids are still behind.
Yeah.
You hear about all the kids, all the public school kids going an extra couple weeks in the summer or taking summer school this year? You hear any of that? Oh, the teachers want their vacation. I forgot.
Yeah. No, it is
they're
sad.
They're not going to summer school. They're not catching up. We don't have the human capital capacity to run this state.
Nope.
And God forbid the electorate just keeps electing these clowns.
Yeah. John, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, of course, the teachers union, the Kerwin blueprint, all that stuff. Democrats again. They strike again. We'll be right back.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Waymo stops autonomous taxis in L.A. because the violent Democrat rioters are burning them. And the FBI is now offering big money for people who assaulted the L.A. police.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. I work here. I'm a cop.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Where is the best song in America right now? Best song in America. You know, this guy's actually coming to town. I got to look at the date. Graham Branham. Yes. Yes. Is that it? Branham or Barnum? I have to look at it now. Barnum. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Oil Money. Love that song. Love the song. I'm a huge fan. I know his name and everything. Love the song. Look, we were talking about all the things that Democrats are doing right now, whether it's the crime, the violence, supporting illegal immigrants. Keith in the text line says, Cam, we also know that we don't like seeing rioters displaying Mexican flags. Yes, we're going to get into that coming up next. But that is interesting, right? You've got all these people in L.A. right now. They're waving all these flags of different countries, and many of them Mexican flags, yet they won't go to those countries. They don't want to go to those countries. They don't want to leave, right, if they're here in America and they're, you know, citizens of those countries. They don't want to go to those countries. They want to just wave the flags here, but they still want to live in America. And you know what? A lot of these illegals, how can you blame some of them? Some of them are living on our tax dollars, right? Not only is it safer to be here in America, but they're getting a lot more in return when it comes to, you know, government assistance programs. There are a lot of them in Maryland. We've talked about this before. How many of them are receiving health insurance or health care? Many of them. So it's kind of like, you know, why would you go back to some of those countries? That's the problem. I got Bob in Baltimore. Bob, Ciraldi is out. What say you?
Kim, good morning. The thing I was thinking is, finally, that he finally gets rid of this guy. Does he? You think this is going to make his primary and his upcoming next election more favorable, or what do you think?
You know what? I think he's trying to get rid of him, Bob, in time for that. I just wonder because, you know, even when they go to a special session, because they didn't balance the budget properly, I believe that Republicans are going to bring up Vincent and the juvenile crime even more.
Yes, yeah. One more thing I wanted to ask you, too, was do you think after all this is gone and, you know, finally get this out of the way, do you think he and Vinny will finally go out and pick out the furniture and the rings?
I talked about you earlier, Bob. I don't know if you heard, but I do wonder, do you think that Westmore fired him or do you think Vinny stepped down? Because it is so unclear.
Well, I'm not the only one that thought that, by the way. I knew a lot of other people, straight and gay, that thought the same thing. But also, he picked Nick Nosby to head the lottery. Why don't you just pick him to run the bank?
Yeah.
I mean, some of these people are just like, like you say, it's musical chairs.
Yep, with musical chairs as well as rinse and repeat. Bob, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
All right, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And we did hear, remember Senator Justin Reedy, he did talk about the fact that, you know, some of these jurisdictions are playing catch and release. And, you know, we got to keep in mind that Governor Westmore absolutely knows that. He knows what some of these county executives and mayors are doing. And at this point, I am not convinced that we'll see a huge change at DJS because I do believe Governor Westmore, he likes the sidestep program. He likes the fact that these kids are in and out of the intake center. I don't, you know, we played that clip when he sat down with the Democrat Party here in Maryland for an interview. Governor Moore said that he was over-policed when he was arrested at 11, remember? When he tagged a building with graffiti. How is that over-policed? You broke the law. I think that's where his head is. Again, WCBM.com, got you a poll for the day. Do you think Betsy Tolentino will turn DJS around for the better? So far, 13% of you say yes, 38% say no, 49% unsure. That poll is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If you want to check it out, coming up next, LA Riots.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Looking to get the situation under control in Los Angeles, more members of the military are heading to L.A. at the direction of President Trump. An additional 2,000 National Guardsmen and 700 Marines are being dispatched. President Trump saying it's imperative that law and order be restored in Los Angeles, where it was a fourth straight night of unrest. California Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the Trump administration, saying the deployment is unlawful and violates the state's sovereignty. Health Secretary Kennedy has fired every member of a CDC vaccine advisory board. Kennedy says a clean sweep is needed to reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. Massive Russian drone and missile attack left at least 3 people dead, 13 wounded in Ukraine. On Wall Street, stocks trading narrowly mixed. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles begin a three-gamer tonight with the Tigers at Camden Yards, and with Ryan Mountcastle out now for as many as 8 to 12 weeks, it may be an opportunity for Coby Mayo to finally get some extended playing time without interruption, this time at first base.
I don't really know exactly what's going to be happening in the next few days. If it is me staying here, then I'm going to do everything I can to put a good product on the field.
On the other side of the infield, Jordan Westberg expected to be activated today after missing the last 6 weeks. More from Super Bowl champion John Gruden on his visit to Ravens OTAs last week. Gruden asked on The Lounge, that's a Ravens podcast, with the team looking stacked, what are the Ravens' issues that need to be addressed?
They've got to figure out who's the other linebacker next to Roquan. Is it going to be Simpson? You know, he's got to go out and prove that he's the man. Who's going to be the corner opposite Wiggins? You know, they have some competition there. Stevens left. Who's the third defensive tackle? That's what I want to find out. When Travis Jones comes out of the game, who's going to come in there and take some critical snaps? And can the kicker do it in cold weather when he has to? Stover did and Tucker did for so many years.
And finally, fallout from the Kevin Willard and Damon Evans messy departures from Maryland. Former Terp guard Jacoby Gillespie taking Maryland's NIL collective now to court. Mediation over breach of contract. Gillespie contending that the collective, Blueprint Sports, is refusing to honor the NIL contract that he signed before last season. No word on the dollar amount in question. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's important now for the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that are going to be just a little bit warmer for your Tuesday afternoon. Mix of clouds and sun with a few stray showers. Isolated thunderstorm, especially to the south as we head into the later part of the day. Heating up on Wednesday and Thursday, first 90-degree temperatures on the way with less humidity as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. Let's take a pin in this Ms. Schiraldi news for right now. At 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by our friend Glenn Gilhar. You know, he's running in District 8 in Baltimore County. He has been in the studio multiple times going over some of the laws that were passed in Annapolis in regards to juveniles and juvenile crime. And, of course, he's been very vocal about Vince Schiraldi. So I want to get his reaction. Again, that's going to be around 11:05. Senator Bulworth with a great question here in the text line. He says, what severance will Vince Schiraldi receive? That is, how much longer will Maryland taxpayers be on the hook? That's another good question there. That's another reason why I'd like to know, you know, was he fired? You know, what is going on? We got to get the details. Colleen, I did see your message in the text line as well. Colleen says Governor Wes Moore is supposed to do an interview today on a different station. And Colleen also questioned whether or not he'll get some tough questions. All I'll say about that is that particular host, from my understanding, from what I've seen and heard, you couldn't pay him to ask Democrats a tough question. So I'm not getting my hopes up for when I go back and take a listen to it. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll remain optimistic, right? This is me being nice. That was on my New Year's resolution, wasn't it? It was like I got to be kind of a lot nicer than others. I've been in the past, I should say. All right, let's get into this. The L.A. riots. I got a call from my friend, Pastor P.M. Smith. Good morning, Pastor. Hopefully you are doing well this morning. I got a call from the pastor, and he says, you know what, Kim? Talking to my daughter, Tamar, and she was just talking about the fact that, you know, after the riots in Baltimore City, you had Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, right, the former mayor. She refused to work with Governor Larry Hogan. She said she didn't want any help. You know, Governor Hogan was ready to help. And, the couple times that we saw her, she had her hair and makeup done. You know, she looked great. You know, she really did. She was losing weight. I thought she looked fantastic. But unfortunately, the city was on fire, right? The city was on fire. So, you know, because of the city being on fire, because of the fact that she didn't take any action, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, the former mayor, she no longer has a political career, right? Because she was just so terrible. So I guess, you know, the pastor and his daughter, they were talking about this. They're like, you know, what if they just allowed, if President Trump, right, the federal government, what if they just allowed the LA riots to continue, right? Just let Mayor Karen Bass, let Governor Gavin Newsom, if they want to be the ones in charge of this, you know, you don't even have to hand them any federal money. He said this, what if Trump just came forward and said, look, I will help you if you need help. If you want assistance, we'll be there for you. And then they just walk away. Because if that is the case, and it works out similar to what had happened here in Baltimore, we could get rid of Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom at the same time, right? Politically. I mean, if Gavin Newsom doesn't get his butt in gear right now, you know, you got the L.A. fires, you got all these things. It doesn't look so good if he's trying to go to the White House. I do have some sound on the L.A. riots. This is sound from yesterday. Just trying to stay up to date. Take a listen.
This afternoon, the filing of a lawsuit against President Trump over his deployment of the National Guard against the wishes of Governor Gavin Newsom. Mr. Attorney General, thank you for your time. What's the basis of this lawsuit? Question one. And question two, what do you say to either Californians or those around the rest of the country who think this suit is trying to stop the president from protecting public safety by putting the National Guard to quell a riot or insurrection, as he describes it, on the streets of Los Angeles?
Well, thank you for having me. Honored to be with you again. And the state of California and the governor of California brought a lawsuit today in federal court here in California, challenging the unlawful deployment by the president of the United States of the National Guard. The authority that the president cites to only allows for the deployment of the National Guard by the president when there's an invasion by a foreign nation, which there's not, when there's a rebellion to overturn the leadership of the United States of America, which there is not, or when the regular forces of the federal government cannot execute the laws, which is also not present. The law also requires that the order to the National Guard be issued through the governor, meaning the governor needs the consent to calling in the National Guard, which he has not only not done, but he has strenuously objected to them being National Guard being called in. So that's the basis of our lawsuit.
All right. And as you heard there, they're trying to now sue the Trump administration. I don't think that's going to go very far because, again, the National Guard, they're on the ground there in front of and to protect the federal buildings. And from my understanding, that is not against the law. And that's why, remember, we had our caller Joe yesterday called in. That is why I said, you know, if this was really unlawful, there would have been judges that would have come forward already. Okay. They're now filing this lawsuit. And judges still have not come forward because it's really not unlawful. They're not going to win this. Okay. Now, we also found out that 700 Marines are being deployed to Los Angeles. You know, I'm right there with the pastor and his daughter. Same thing with Sir Michael Singleton. He says something of the that's similar. He says, as California grapples with an unprecedented immigration surge, ballooning homelessness and mass exodus of residents and businesses, the question arises, should the federal government intervene? Sir Michael says, I don't think so. Allow California to confront the consequences of its own delusions. California continues to double down on the very policies harming the state. So why not let it? And he goes on from there. And that is kind of what the pastor and his daughter were saying. You know, why not let it? Why not let it? You know, just tell them. And I agree. Trump should say, if you need me, I'm here. And then just allow it to burn. Because right now, you've got Mayor Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom. They're doing press conference after press conference blaming President Trump for what they see in Los Angeles. They're saying, oh, the escalation of these riots. First and foremost, the riots are happening because of ICE. You know, the looting and the escalation is because President Trump, he was already talking about sending in the National Guard. And when he said it, everybody started stealing Michael Jordan's, you know. That's what they've been saying. And yes, Jordans have been stolen. Apparently, there's a flagship Michael Jordan store there in L.A. They busted out the windows, took all the shoes. Because nothing says, you know, ICE, get out of here, like stealing Jordans. I mean, it's a mess. It truly is a mess. But I do agree. Why not let it? Just let it burn. Let it burn. Look, we saw L.A. on fire. What month was that when L.A. was on fire? The beginning of the year? It was burning then, you know. It is what it is. It is what it is. I also saw where reports are saying that Dr. Phil has a camera crew filming ICE raids on the ground there in Los Angeles. Apparently, that's going to be airing soon. And from my understanding, it's going to be really good. So when I see what date and time that comes out, I'm going to share it with you because apparently he's got Tom Homan on it. You know, Dr. Phil's all over it. But it sounds like it's going to be quite entertaining. Also, speaking of entertaining, there was a state rep in Minnesota yesterday. It was very odd. She got on the floor. They're in session right now. She got on the floor and she said that she was there illegally. That's kind of what we heard. And then she pulled that back a bit. She reined it in. Take a listen.
Because his mother had died. My father, as the one processing the paperwork, put my grandmother down as his mother. And so I am illegal in this country. My parents are illegal here in this country.
And then she comes back and says, no, I meant I was. Look, I don't know where ICE is today, but knowing Stephen Miller and others, I'm going to go ahead and say that they're all over it. Again, that was a Minnesota state rep who stood up and said that. You know, basically the Democrat Party is losing its mind. It's losing its mind. And it doesn't end here, right? It's not just like, you know, the criminals. It's not just illegal immigrants. Just think about their stance on Israel, all right? Just think about their stance on what's going on in Israel. I did see where there was a Baltimore pro-Israel group marching in solidarity with those in Boulder, Colorado. And, of course, the hostages still in Gaza. Channel 11 has the story. I do have some sound here for you that I want to play. Take a listen. For the pro-Israel group in Baltimore.
Bring them home now.
Run for their lives, a group marching in solidarity with the hostages held in Gaza. But for their weekly march this Sunday morning.
We're here to make a statement. We're determined to be here notwithstanding that. Even more so after what happened last Sunday.
It wasn't just about their main mission of releasing Israeli hostages. It was also about showing support following last week's attack in Boulder, Colorado. That's where police say this man, 45-year-old Mohammed Salomon, threw Molotov cocktails at a pro-Israeli group holding their own weekly demonstration. Police say he threw incendiary devices while yelling Free Palestine and injured at least 12 people.
We are going to be here. We are determined to be here to express ourselves and to challenge the anti-Semites, we will not go away.
Jay Bernstein, who walks with Run for Their Lives, says they've been marching every week in Baltimore for the past 18 months and will not let what happened in Colorado stop them from their goal.
There is persecution out there, and we don't want to minimize it, but we are not going to cower. We are not going to be frightened.
Well, it's important for me as a human. It's important for me as an American, and it's important for me as a Jew, because their voices need to be heard, and the world needs to hear, and they need to be released.
It means something for all of us. It's solidarity for those held in hostage. It's solidarity with their families. And we know that the families know about it, and it provides comfort to them. And it's something that we are determined to keep doing until the last hostage is released.
Again, that's Channel 11. So I bring this to you also. Let me just think about this. Democrats, even after that attack there in Boulder, Colorado, how much did you hear from Democrats on how awful that was? This guy was standing there throwing Molotov cocktails and, you know, basically had a flamethrower. And we heard that there were people that were standing there and witnesses saw as the skin was melting off individuals that were at that gathering. How many Democrats really stood up, really took a stance that says that this is wrong? We are not going to be attacking our Jewish members here of society because they're Jewish, and we're going to make sure that it doesn't happen again. You had the two young people that were gunned down in front of the Jewish museum. See, this is what I'm talking about. The Democrat Party, they are on the most ridiculous side of every single issue. They can't even stand with Israel. And again, the question, again, how does any Democrat in their mind, how do they make peace with anything that they're supporting? You can't. You would have to be completely out of your mind, completely brainwashed. You would have to make excuses day after day after day. You would have to have Trump derangement syndrome. You would have to say, okay, the LA riots, all this other stuff, it's because Trump is treating illegal aliens as criminal, and that's not right. Like, that's what you have to tell yourself. That's what you have to tell yourself. I saw this good video that was making its round on Instagram yesterday, and I think it was originally from TikTok. And this young lady, she says, look, and this was a black woman. She said, I think it's interesting that illegal immigrants believe that they have rights in this country. She said, the only right that I think you have is the right to remain silent. And it was like, you know, because she's like, get them out of here. There are so many people that are against illegal immigration, whether they committed crimes or not. And I think some people are missing that fact. Not everybody's on this thing where it's like, oh, just the criminally charged illegal immigrants. No, some people are like, look, these people are depending on our tax dollars. We're already broke. We're trillions of dollars in debt. I personally am broke. I don't want to play this game anymore. I don't want to play the game anymore. We saw in New York City. We saw it in Chicago. You had all these black communities saying, well, we're getting pushed off a list here for these government-assisted programs that we have paid into at some point in time because we also have jobs and pay taxes. They're now going to these illegal immigrants that just got here yesterday. Yeah. Yes. Again, and I say this with love. I'm not trying to be, hopefully you guys can hear it in my voice. I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm just asking the question here. If you're voting for a Democrat in 2026, I guess, how could you? Like, you know, like, what is it that they support that you could say, yeah, that's why I'm voting for them? Again, Republican Party, we totally have our own issues. You will never get from me that the Republican Party is doing a great job. We're fantastic. Not happening. Not happening. But at least you see the light at the end of the tunnel. At least you see law and order. At least you see something. Let me go to the phone lines here. I got Tariq in Ellicott City. Tariq, how are you?
Hi. It just occurred to me that my technique of searching for intellectual dishonesty has paid off again in this Governor Newsom filing suit against Mr. Trump for sending in military forces in the National Guard. You know, it was on Haha Insurrection Day. What was that, January the 7th?
Yeah.
What was the date of the alleged insurrection that was not an insurrection?
Yeah, January 6th, yep.
Okay. They criticized Trump for not sending it in, sending in those additional peacekeeping forces. law and order forces, police forces, National Guard. That's the intellectual dishonesty.
Yeah, yeah.
Day after time, you see intellectual dishonesty used to cover up evil intent. The evil intent is to smear Trump, whether he does something or he doesn't do something. Smear him.
Yep. Yeah.
The same people who were critical of Mr. Trump on the alleged insurrection day, and I was there, there was no insurrection, should be lauding him now. But no, they criticized him when he didn't because of the D.C. mayor, and they're criticizing now when he is acting. So the Democrats are purely intellectually dishonest, and I would invite any left-leaning listener of yours to call in and refute what I just said.
Yeah. Yeah, Tariq, look, I'll watch the phone lines. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think you make a great point there. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. That's a good point, right? It's like, oh, call the National Guard on January 6th, call in this, call in that. But now it's, oh, how dare you call them? You know, and it literally, and Marty, I got your text here. Marty says, so people are waging battle under a foreign flag. Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, they filed this lawsuit. And yet, if you can prove that someone is waging a battle under a foreign flag, then that lawsuit, of course, would just be dismissed from L.A., saying that President Trump can't send in the National Guard. So you're right, Marty, on that point, too. It's, you know, they're going to twist this any way that they can. They're going to try to blame Trump any way that they can. Some people, unfortunately, are going to believe it. Okay, because they just don't want to believe for anything else. They don't want to believe that the Democrat Party has failed them on so many different levels. They don't want to believe it. I mean, look about the conversation we had on the show yesterday about USAID and I guess, you know, Elon, they didn't find stuff fast enough, you know? It's like, well, if we left it up to the Democrats, we wouldn't have found anything. We would still be sending money anywhere and to anyone. Even whether or not they should be receiving money in the first place. And so, see, again, and as Tariq just pointed out, they're intellectually dishonest. They truly are. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway, and we are looking for locksmiths, access control, and CCTV technicians with 2 years' experience in plus. Crestlock.com offers competitive pay, bonuses, insurance, vacation, 401k, and great working conditions. Crestlock.com is also looking to train highly motivated individuals seeking a career in the security industry as a locksmith, access control, and CCTV technician. If you are interested, please send your resume to chris@crestlock.com. That's chris@crestlock.com.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the foods your birds love, seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The GOP-controlled House and Senate have sent fewer bills to a Republican president than any other Congress in 70 years. All the executive orders that President Trump has signed need to be codified
into law.
Because they'll get wiped out. And all this hard work that we've done over the last 4 years will mean nothing.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Glenn Gilhar. Don't forget, he is a candidate in Maryland's District 8 for that House delegate seat. And I do hope that he's successful, not just because he's my friend, but because he's, you know, he's about law and order. He's got common sense. And he doesn't want to get in there to play Boy Scout like we see from many of those that are in office in District 8, where they just attend ribbon cuttings. Like, if that's what you thought the job was about, I mean, come on. This is sad. It's pathetic, and you should be embarrassed. I got Daryl in Westminster. Daryl, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I've got something to say about this immigration and this riots. And let's face it, there is no Democratic Party anymore, and I have the receipts. I had exchange students that stayed with me. Not one of them would be on welfare. They're all professionals in their country, and not one of them's got a green card. One speaks nine languages. My cousin's wife years ago got sent back to Israel for working, and she told him she was working, but Obama sent her back, even though her brothers and all that were here with green cards or citizens. So this is all gone. This has been going down for 30, 40 years. We probably got 60 million people coming here illegally to fight the Democrats' battles. Yeah. And it's just disgusting because, like I said, I see people that should be here. My nephew's married to a Latino woman, which I got nothing against, but she's been here 10 years. Doesn't speak really any English. I mean, why would we want millions of her versus all these exchange students that are doctors, lawyers, veterinarians, CPAs, and even one was in Ukraine in 2014 when they bombed Ukraine. She tried to get asylum. These were like my daughters. Uh-huh. You know what? They wouldn't give her asylum.
Wow.
So they're talking like through, you know, both sides of their mouth about what's going on here. You know, they go to El Salvador to go get a I know who that guy is, to go pick that guy up. But my friend who was getting bombed, my daughter in Ukraine, they didn't go save her. They sent my niece back to Israel. No, she went, my niece then. Her my cousin, he went back down there. He married her, and he now lives there.
You got a lot going on in your family there, Daryl. I tell you what, this is.
I just know what's
Thanksgiving
going on.
Has got to be entertaining.
Yeah. I know what's going on, and I'm not a damn or Republican. I worked on Glenn Denning's campaign. I worked on Ehrlich's campaign. I've been to Florida and helped, tried to help, and unfortunately, she lost to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Carla Spalding.
Oh, yeah, Carla. Yeah. Well, Daryl, I appreciate it. Coming up on a break here. I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much for weighing in. But, yeah, there are many people here, and that's another thing. That's why President Trump made English the official language. You know, this whole thing where they're just going to come here, they don't want to assimilate, right? They want to speak their own languages, and then they want us to learn their language to talk to them. I don't want to do it. I don't want to press 2 for Spanish. We got Glenn Gilhart coming up next.
Big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back.